This is an Orville note for November 14, 2016, entitled No Bullying. In their introduction section to Peter's letters, the message says this about Peter. In the early church, his influence was enormous and acknowledged by all. By virtue of his position, he was easily the most powerful figure in the Christian community. And his energetic preaching, ardent prayer, bold healing, and wise direction confirmed the trust placed in him. The way Peter handled himself in that position of power is even more impressive than the power itself. He stayed out of the center, didn't wield power, maintained a scrupulous subordination to Jesus. Given his charismatic personality and well-deserved position at the head, he could easily have taken over, using the prominence of his association with Jesus to promote himself. That he didn't do it, given the frequency with which spiritual leaders do exactly that, is impressive. Peter is a breath of fresh air. The two letters Peter wrote exhibit the qualities of Jesus that the Holy Spirit shaped in him. A readiness to embrace suffering rather than prestige, a wisdom developed from experience and not imposed from a book, a humility that lacked nothing in vigor or imagination. From what we know of the early stories of Peter, he had in him all the makings of a bully. That he didn't become a bully, and religious bullies are the worst kind, but rather the boldly confident and humbly self-effacing servant of Jesus Christ that we discern in his letters is a compelling witness to what he himself describes as a brand new life with everything to live for. One line stands out in this description. From what we know of the early stories of Peter, he had in him all the makings of a bully. We hear about and are appalled by bully stories. We cringe at stories of the damage done by bullies. We're horrified when we hear a story about a teenager who attempts to take her life as a result of being bullied at school and in social media. We're heartbroken by those stories when the attempt is successful. One would think that a spiritual community would be a safe place where bullying would not be a problem, but too often that's not the case. How sad it is to hear about a church leader or would-be leader who abused their power and influence by bullying those under their care. Spiritual bullying may result in the loss of faith, a separation from the church, or walking away from relationship with God altogether. If you've ever dealt with a religious bully, you'll agree with Peterson's comment that religious bullies are the worst kind. In the early part of chapter 5, Peter demonstrates his understanding of the better way by offering wise counsel to those who serve as spiritual leaders. He says, "I have a special concern for you church leaders. I know what it's like to be a leader, in on Christ's suffering as well as the coming glory. Here's my concern, that you care for God's flock with all the diligence of a shepherd. Not because you have to, but because you want to please God. Not calculating what you can get out of it, but acting spontaneously. Not bossily telling others what to do, but tenderly showing them the way." 1 Peter 5:1-4. You see more proof of Peter's understanding of the Jesus style by explaining how to avoid being a spiritual bully. And you who are younger, follow your leaders. But all of you, leaders and followers alike, are to be down to earth with each other, for God has had it with the proud, but he takes delight in just plain people. So be content with who you are, and don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. Live carefree before God. He is most careful for you. 1 Peter 5:5-7 out of the Message. Peter suggests two attitudes. First, be down to earth with each other. Why? Because God has had it with the proud, but takes delight in just plain people. Second, be content with who you are. Don't put on airs. Why? Because God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. That's not easy. Most of us have a desire for people to think like we think. Those of us who are considered spiritual leaders may have to really fight those same tendencies. We may at times try to persuade our friends and co-workers and those under our care to adhere to our way of thinking and our style of living. If our way is not accepted, we may resort to intimidation or forced conformity. Peter says, Jesus says, just be you. Let others be who they are. Live your life. Be a guide to others and who look to you as an example. Encourage them. Teach them the Jesus life. Love them as they grow and just be plain people. Don't be a bully, because God knows how to deal with bullies.